until he became the Bishop of Vincennes. Father Simon Brute spent most of his priestly life at Mount St. Mary's Seminary and College in Emmitsburg, Maryland. In 1808, Father Jean Dubois opened a minor seminary at Emmitsburg, the start of what would come to be called the Mountain or Mount. He envisioned the minor seminary at Mount St. Mary as a feeder to the major seminary in Baltimore. The Mount was sponsored by the Society of Saint-Sulpice, until eventually it would become an independent major seminary and college. Father Dubois, later Bishop of New York, became the patron of Elizabeth Ann Seton and her companion Sisters of Charity, a community in its infancy, following the charism of the Daughters of Charity. When they moved from Baltimore, their first home in Emmitsburg was the log cabin that belonged to Father Dubois. Minor seminarians assisted in the settlement of the sisters. Father Simon Brute was assigned to Mount St. Mary's Seminary in the fall of 1812. He and Elizabeth Ann Seton became acquainted, and almost immediately they sensed a spiritual kinship that would develop into a storied spiritual relationship. She taught Simon English as he continued to struggle with the language of the New World. He, in turn, became the spiritual director of the future St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and chaplain to her community of sisters. On her deathbed, she bequeathed her Holy Bible with her marginal notations to Simon. He used it in teaching scripture to the seminarians. The Bible now resides at the old cathedral in Vincennes. Father Brute became a revered presence at the Mount. He was an effective teacher of the sacred sciences to the seminarians. Because of the circumstances and developing culture in America, he had deep convictions about the need of solid philosophical and theological formation for the future priests. He was considered an exemplary priest, noted for his holiness and for his pastoral dedication as well as his theological expertise. His austerity was considered both edifying and at times eccentric. In addition to a full teaching schedule, he was much sought after to hear confessions and to bring the Eucharist to the homebound and elderly in and around the environs of Emmitsburg, mostly going on foot. He commented how wonderful the day of a priest. He was a frequent contributor to the infancy of Catholic newspapers on the East Coast. In 1815, Simon returned to France to visit his elderly mother. She was failing, but was under the good care of his brother Augustine, who had a successful medical practice in Rennes. His mother died in 1823. Simon was unable to be at her deathbed, but he returned to Rennes in 1824 to help arrange matters related to her estate. Madame Brute had been a decisive and profound influence in the religious and spiritual development of her priest son. She had never wanted him to enter religious life, but eventually she was resigned to God's will, and she supported Simon with her letters and prayers. Simon's trip to France in 1815 was for two other purposes as well. He went to bring back his beloved library of books, which would someday be considered the most prestigious personal library in America. He needed it for teaching and as an esteemed theological consultant. Father Brute also went to France to be an advocate for Mount St. Mary College in Emmitsburg to the General Superior of the Sulpicians. Upon his return to the United States, Father Brute found himself appointed president of St. Mary College in Baltimore, an office he served from 1815 to 1818. His letters to Mother Seton during this period were absent of their usual joyful spirit. He was a lonely priest. He had few friends in Baltimore, but of historical note to us, he would visit a Dr. Chatard, the father of a future bishop of Vincennes. Apparently, Father Brute was made president of St. Mary's College because of his prestige for learning, not because of his administrative abilities. John Quincy Adams reportedly said on one occasion that Simon Brute was the most learned man in America. He was known for flashes of brilliant insight. When the bishops of the United States began to hold provincial councils, Father Brute was a strong advocate for unity in Catholic teaching and practice. He was concerned for the integrity of the faith in the fledgling Catholic Church in the United States. Not surprisingly, during the councils of Baltimore, Father Brute was a primary theological consultant. Our first bishop was an esteemed theologian and teacher, a ready confessor for those seeking God's mercy, a pastor for the poor homebound, and a spiritual companion for a canonized saint. As it turned out, Madame Brute must have died with pride in a son who lived as she had taught him.